Today, Shir Masechta Nozer, Daf Mem Zayin. We will begin on Daf Mem Zayin, Amr Aleph, at the top of the Mishnah. At the top of Amr at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Mi Shinizikul of Echem and Adamim. If you have a Nozer, that one of the different, what are the Kabbanis that he has to bring? They did the Zrik Saddam of that carbon, Vinitma. And then the Nozer becomes Tamei with a mace before he could have brought his other kabbanis. Reb Lezer says, Sais Resakoil. He's still, all the kabbanis that he's brought, he has to rebring. Chacham hold Yavisha kabbanis of Yitar. Chacham hold that when he becomes tar eventually, he will bring all the other kabbanis that he hasn't yet brought. But according to the Chachamim, what he has already brought is fine and acceptable. And as the Rishonim explain this machloikus between Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan, the Rishonim explain that this machloikus is very much attached to the machloikus that we learned in our previous year in the opinions of Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan. The opinion of Reb Lezer is that a nazir does not complete his kabbanis, does not complete his term until he brings all the kabbanis. So since he has to bring all the kabbanis, so they all can to become to end his procedure, if he hasn't brought all of those kabbanis, according to Reb Lezer, he's still a nazir, because all of the kabbanis are considered as one carbon. And therefore, Reb Lezer's opinion is that we need him to bring all his kabbanis, and if something happened in the middle of bringing all the kabbanis, then that will affect his ability to finish his naziris. Whereas the opinion of the Chachamim is, as we also learned in our previous year, is as soon as a person brings one carbon, as soon as the nazir has one carbon brought on his behalf, his naziris ends. And since his naziris ends at that point, so therefore, he's finished. Yes, he has to bring the other kabbanis. And yes, the Chacham hold, he has to wait until he becomes tahor in order to be able to bring those other kabbanis. But having said all of that, that doesn't prevent, according to the Rabbanan, from him being able to be tahor at this point as soon as he brought the one carbon. Interesting, machloikis is according to Reb Lezer, what will be the halacha if he brought all the kabbanis prior to him becoming Tamei? However, even though he brought all the kabbanis prior to becoming Tamei, he did not do the taglachas before he became Tamei. Will Reb Lezer hold that just like if he didn't bring all the kabbanis before he became Tamei, he's going to lose the kabbanis that he already brought? Or is taglachas not as essential as the kabbanis? And if he brought the kabbanis, even though he didn't do the taglachas, it's going to be enough for him not to have to bring the kabbanis. Says the Gemara, Amraloi. Says the Mishnah, Amraloi. The Chacham told Reb Lezer, there was a mice of a Miriam HaTormidis. There was a story with this woman who was a Nazira. She nizrukla echem and adamim, that one of the kabbanis were brought. And then, above Amraloi, and then they notified her, Albita Shais Musakanis, that her daughter was unfortunately very ill. Vaholcha Matsu Shemesa, and she found that her daughter had passed away, and she became Tamei. Vram Chachamim, and the Chacham said she doesn't have to rebring the kabbanis that she already brought, just Tavishakam and Asaha, just bring the other kabbanis with Titar, and she'll be Tar. Begins the Gemara, Tanya Rebeleza Oimer, Sais Resakol. So the Pasha Pshat, when the Mishnah uses the word Sois HaKol, means that he has to recount the whole Naziris. But ask the Gemara, how can we say that that is the opinion of Reb Lezer? Ask the Gemara, Vaham Reb Lezer, haven't we learned many times that the opinion of Reb Lezer is the Kol Sh'achem Alois, that a Nazir that became Tamei after his term is over, Shiva Soiser, he only has to wait for 7 days. And the reason he has to wait for 7 days is because that's the amount of time for him to become tar for the tumas mace. But he doesn't have to recount his whole naziris. Rather, the halacha is that as soon as he finishes those 7 days, he could do his kabbonis. Our Mishnah, it says soiser. Doesn't soiser mean that he has, if he became tamei, according to Rabbi Eliezer, after having brought his kabbonis, he has to redo his entire naziris? And says the Gemara, Amar Rav, my soiser nami to come Rabbi Eliezer. When Rabbi Eliezer and our Mishnah used the word soiser, he wasn't referring to the days of naziris. Days of naziris, of course, Rabbi Eliezer will hold that he only has to keep 7 days. What he meant to say was kabbonisov, that the kabbonis that he brought prior to him becoming tamei, since he did not bring all of the kabbonis prior to becoming tamei, the halacha is that he has to redo those kabbonis. But the focus in the Mishnah is not on redoing the naziris. And says the Gemara, Hachinam Mistabra, says the Gemara, that makes sense to explain, is the way to understand the Mishnah. The Tani, the Chamar, Tami Kabbonosov, Sha'a Kabbonosov, Titar. They didn't speak, the Cham did not focus on redoing the naziris. The Cham only spoke about the Kabbonis. So we see that the focus of our Mishnah is on the Kabbonis. That Rabbi Eliezer holds the Kabbonis that he brought become invalid. And the Rabbanan don't hold that way. But as far as days of Naziris, that is not the focus of our Mishnah, Shema Mina. And now the Mishnah brings, now the Gemara continues to show that that's what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. Says the Gemara, Maisnam of Miriam had Talmidus. There was an episode where Miriam had Talmidus, Shenizikola Echem and Adamim, that one of the kabbonis were brought, and then they notified her that her daughter was in great danger, was very sick. And she came and she discovered that she had already passed away. That we see that the entire focus of the Mishnah is only on the kabbonis. That the Mishnah is telling us that she only brought the second kabbonis. So the Mefarshim asks, Tosus really asks, why is the Mishnah, if that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, that we have this fundamental machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, if the Nazir brought only one or some of the Kabbonis and then became Tamei, what will happen? And that the issue discussed is only regarding the Kabbonis, why does the Mishnah have to say the same halacha twice? So they explained the first part of the Mishnah teaching us that the focus, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is only that the kabbonis that were brought are not going to be considered valid, and they have to do over all the kabbonis, and that the rabbanon hold you don't have to redo the kabbonis that you already brought. The second part of the Mishnah is to focus on the chachamim, because unlike Rabbi Eliezer, the rabbanon, the Chachamim typically throughout our Masechta have held that if a Nazir becomes Tamei even after he finished the term of his Naziris but hasn't brought any Kabbonis yet, he has to redo 30 days. Tells us our Mishnah that that's only if he hasn't brought any Kabbonis. But if he's brought some Kabbonis, as is the case of our Mishnah, that this woman Miriam HaTumidus brought some kabbonis. So since she brought some kabbonis, the opinion of our Mishnah is that she doesn't have to read Rabbanan hold, that she only after becomes tar has to bring the other kabbonis. So we see that according to Rabbanan here, not only would she not have to redo 30 days, which normally is the opinion of the Rabbanan, but she wouldn't even have to redo 7 days, because according to Rabbanan, once she brought one carbon, that's enough, that she shouldn't ever have to redo any days. Hadron loch shalosh aminim, hadron loch shalosh aminim, hadron loch shalosh aminim. As we've discussed many times in our Masechta, a Nazir, of course, is not allowed to become Tamei Meis. Moreover, one of the halachas that we know is that a Kohen, whether he's a Kohen Hedyot or whether he's a Kohen Gadol, the halacha is a kohen is never allowed to become tamei. The kohen is never allowed to become tamei meis. The question here is, however, the issue, however, and this halacha that a kohen is not allowed to become tamei applies to all kohanim, even a kohen who's that a balmum and who may not do the avoda, he is allowed to become tamei, as the Tosuk says, Emma al kohanim b'nei Aharon, or kohanim are prohibited from becoming tamei. A kohen hedget, however, may become tamei to certain relatives, a father, a mother, a son, a daughter, a brother, and a sister who never was married, and to his wife. A kohen gadol, however, the Torah says, V'akol nefesh meis layova, lova v'lima layotama, psukim that we're going to be working with extensively in our coming shiurim, that a kohen gadol is not allowed to become tamei even to his relatives. The nazir has a similar din to kohen gadol, as the pasuk says, there's only one exception, as we're going to learn, that where kohen gadol or a nazir may become tamei, and that is meis mitzvah. If there's somebody found with no one to bury him, they may become tamei to such an individual. So says the Mishnah, kohen gadol v'nazir ein mitam l'kareiveihem. A kohen gadol and a nazir may not become tamei to their relatives, even though, says Tosfos, that our Mishnah, our Masechta, and therefore our Mishnah, presumably is teaching us Hilchas Nazir. Why does the Mishnah mention the halach of the Kohen Gadol first? Because when we look in the Torah, the parasha of Kohen Gadol not being allowed to become Tamei is taught in Parashas Emor. The parasha of a Nazir is taught later in Parashas Nasai, so that's why our Mishnah teaches us the halacha of the Kohen Gadol before it teaches us the halacha of the Nazir. Again, teaches us the Mishnah, Kohen Gadol for Nazir, Eimetam l'kreveim. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir may not become tamei to the relatives, but as we just discussed, Ab Metam l'meis mitzvah to a meis mitzvah, they may become tamei. And therefore teaches us the Mishnah, Hoy mehalchem b'derech, if the Kohen Gadol and a Nazir were traveling on the road, Umasu meis mitzvah, and they found a meis mitzvah. So, of course, the meis mitzvah requires that we should tend to him. The question is, who is the one of these two individuals, the kohen gadol or the nazir, to be dealt with the meis mitzvah? Most rishonim say that this halacha that we're learning the Mishnah, that we have the kohen gadol and the nazir traveling together, what should we do, is not only referring to a kohen gadol. The same issue that we're discussing would apply to a kohen hedget. The reason the Mishnah spoke about a kohen gadol is because we were speaking about a kohen gadol till now. But really, this halacha is not limited to a kohen gadol. This question is applicable to a kohen hedget as well. Rabbi Elazar Omer, yitme kohen gadol ve'al yitme nazir. Rabbi Elazar holds that the kohen gadol should become tamei to the smei smitzer, not the nazir. The chamayim yitme nazir, that the nazir should be the one to become tamei, val yitme kohen hedget, not the kohen hedget. Amalei Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar explains his position. Amalei Rabbi Elazar, yitme kohen, I hold that it should be the kohen that should become tamei. His kedusha is considered a lesser kedusha. She'enem evi kavan atumasai. If a kohen becomes tamei, of course, as we've been learning, a kohen may not become tamei, but if a kohen becomes tamei, he doesn't have to bring a korban when he becomes tamei. However, as we've learned in our Masechta, val yitma nazir, the nazir should maybe korban al tumasai, the halach is that he has to bring a korban. And not only is that the reason, that moreover point out the Meiri and the Rambam, the nazir, if he becomes tamei, has to redo his naziris, whereas the kohen doesn't have to redo anything, he just continues moving on. Amaloi, to which the Chacham said to Rabbi Elazar, that we disagree, and we hold Yitman Nazar, Shein Kedushasoi, Kedushas Oilam. Stam naziris is only 30 days, so therefore he is not going to be a nazir forever, whereas Vayit Makayin versus the Kayin, Shekedushasoi, Kedushas Oilam, the Kayin will be a Kayin forever. And therefore, we have to be stricter, say the Chachamim, and the Kayin should not become Tamei, and the Nazir should be the one to be Matama. So when the Mishnah says that he's tamei, that he's tamei tumas oilam, that the kohen hedyot, the kohen is forever and the nazir is not forever. Of course, the Tosfos points out that we've been discussing, that we've learned in our Masechta, that the nazir, we've learned in our Mishnah, we've learned that there's a nazir oilam who's a nazir forever. So why are we saying that a kohen is forever and a nazir is not forever? We've learned in our shurim about the nazir oilam, who's a tamei, who's a nazir forever. So there are a number of answers to that question. One answer is that even the nazir oilam only begins his naziris when he's a bar das, when he's old enough to understand that he's a nazir. A kohen, even but a kohen is a kohen from the moment of his birth. Moreover, there are Rishonim that suggest that the way to understand a Nazir Olam is that a Nazir Olam is not one long Naziris that lasts an entire lifetime, but rather the right way to understand a Nazir Olam is that he's an individual that has many Naziris, combination of many Naziris over his lifetime. If that's the definition of a Nazir Olam, then of course he's much different than a kohen, because a kohen is going to be somebody who is a nazir, one long experience of nazir of kahuna from the beginning of his life throughout the duration of his entire life. So our Mishnah has been discussing who should we be. Our Mishnah has been discussing that. What is the halacha? The nazir or the kohen should be the one to take care of the meis mitzvah. And one of the points that the Mishnah made is that the Mishnah said that the nazir is going to have to bring a carbon and lose his naziris, whereas the kohen's kahuna is not. Rabbi Lezer's point, whereas the kohen's kahuna is not affected by him exposing himself to the meis mitzvah. So from here we see, point out the Rishonim, that even though this Nazir had every right to become Tamei, as we're learning, that the halacha is that the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol allowed to become Tamei to Meis Mitzvah. The only discussion that I have here is which one comes first. So we see from here that even though the Nazir became Tamei with a Heter, still the halacha is that we should, that still the halacha is that he has to bring kabbonis, and it's soisa his naziris, he forfeits what he kept, and he would have to start all over again. This question is very relevant to the most fundamental machloikus rishonim between Tosfos and the Rashba. Tosfos and the Rashba debate, how do we look at this halacha that a kohen gadol or a nazir are allowed to become Tamei? Is it considered Hutra or is it considered Dechuya? The opinion of Tosfos is that it's considered Dechuya, that the Torah reluctantly said that if this Nazir becomes Tamei, that if there's a Meis Mitzvah and there's no one else to take care of him, he should get involved. That if there's a Meis Mitzvah and there's no one else to get involved, the Kohen should get involved. But of course, says Tosfos, if there's a way to avoid that, that means even if it will cost money to be able to avoid that, that's what a kohen or a nazir should do, because it's only dechuya. Whereas the opinion of the Rashba is that it's hutra, that in the case where we have a person, where we have a meis mitzvah, and the Torah said that a kohen, even a kohen gadol or a nazir, are allowed to expose themselves to tumah of a meis mitzvah, it's not just that they're allowed to, that the halach is that they're obligated to, that they have every heter, there's no issue of tumah under those circumstances. And this thing that the Mishnah said, however, that the nazir became tamei because he exposed himself to meis mitzvah, we'll still have to bring kabbonis, and we'll still have to forfeit the naziris that he already kept, seems to be a raya that the naziris is only dechuya, not hutra. And this question is not only a question regarding a nazir, this question is also regarding a chayla on Shabbos. The halacha is that on, we know that for pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, we have to do whatever we have. We're allowed to do whatever we have to do. The question is, again, is this a question of hutra, that we're allowed to do whatever we have to do, no questions asked, or the chuya? If there's ways of avoiding it, we should avoid it. The interesting question that comes up when we have this discussion is regarding, do these two questions that we're learning in our shiur today travel together? That means, do we say that whatever the halacha will be by Hilchas Tumah, regarding Hutra D'Chuya, will also be regarding Hilchas Shabbos, or a Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Tumah, two separate halachas? And even though in one area, in one of them we may say Hutra, in the other case we may say D'Chuya. Another question that the Paiskim discuss, based on the discussion that we're learning in our Mishnah, is if we know that in Hilchas Tzedakah there are also, as the Shulchan Aruch discusses in Siman Reish Nun Aleph, an order who should get Tzedakah and who should not get Tzedakah. And the question is, if we have, unfortunately, two people who need Tzedakah, and the question is, who should get the Tzedakah, a Nazir or a Kayin? So the Sha'as HaTshuva's Torah Lishma, Siman Reish Mem, wants to connect that this machlokes that we're having in our Mishnah about the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir, who should become Tamei or not, is the same machlokes. That machlokes would be relevant to Hilchot Stok as well. The Sefer Lekach Toiv, from Rabbi Yosef Engel, says that this machlokes that we just learned about the Kohen and the Nazir, that there's a meis mitzvah, and one of them is going to have to become tamei, which is the one that should expose himself to the tumah. Really, he wants to suggest when we have two different isurim, and the question is, one isur is more serious, the second isur is less serious, but in the larger isur, he won't have to do it for such a long time as doing the smaller isur. What should he do? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that machloikis, that famous question, is to do a big isser only once, or a small isser more often, is really the machloikis of our Mishnah. He says that Rabbi Lezer, who says that the Kohen Gadol should become Tamei and not the Nazir, because the Nazir is a more serious isser, because he holds, as we learned just now in our Mishnah, that the Naziris is more serious, because the Naziris, a Nazir who becomes Tamei, has to bring a carbon. A Kayin that becomes Tamei doesn't have to bring a carbon. And therefore, he says, we should try to avoid, the Rebbe Lezer's opinion is, we should try to avoid the more serious Isser. The Chum's point, however, here is that since a Kayin is forever, so even if the Chum agrees, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Kayin's Kedusha is lesser than the Kedusha of a Nazir, but it's forever. And therefore the Chacham hold that the Kohen Gadol, the Nazir should become Tamei and not the Kohen Gadol. But then he says that it's not necessary to actually hold, that Rebbe Lezer holds, that the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is greater. It could be that the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is actually greater. And that would be relevant to the previous question that we just asked, that if Chas V'Shalom, we have a Kohen and a Nazir that needs Tzedakah, it could be that the Kohen, even Rabbi Lezer would agree, should get the Tzedakah. Here is a special din regarding the Tumah, that the Tumah of a Nazir creates a greater issue than the Kohen becoming Tameh, proven by the fact that the Kohen who becomes Tamei doesn't have to bring a carbon, and the Nazir who becomes Tamei does have to bring a carbon. So it's a special din in Hilchas Tumah, but it doesn't apply to which of these two individuals is more Kaddish. It could be that everybody everybody could agree that the Kedusha of the Kohen is greater. And the issue here is what is the bigger Issa specifically when we speak about Hilchus Tumah. Actually, when I was learning this Rabbi Yosef angle, one could maybe suggest that's why the Mishnah focused strictly on the Kohen Gadol. Because as we said, many Rishonim say that it's a Kohen Hedyot would have the same question. If there's a Kohen Hedyot and a Nazir here, who should expose himself to the Meis Mitzvah? But it could well be that a Kohen Hedyot, everybody would agree, is lesser Kedusha than a Nazir, and therefore everybody would agree that the Kohen Hedyot should be the one to expose himself. The only question is between a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol. The Ramban Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Simen Shin Ayin Dalet Tzav Gimel says that if a Kohen finds a Meis Mitzvah and there's no one to bury him, it says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Oimrim Shein Emoitzi Shikberu Rak Beschar. You could find somebody to bury this Meis Mitzvah, but you'll have to pay for it. Ein Achayv Liska Mishaloi. He doesn't have to pay his own money. El Matame Mirza. So, say the Achroinim that the Shulchan Aruch is obviously following the opinion of the Rashba, because as we were learning, the Tosfos is of the opinion that it's only the Chuya, the Heter to become Tamei Tameis Mitzvah is only the Chuya, and since it's only the Chuya, we should avoid becoming Tamei if at all possible. There is a very interesting point that the Achroinim make. The Achroinim say that if it was a Kohen that is Nifter and he's a Meis Mitzvah, and the person who finds him is a son, since the son is going to inherit money from his father, so his course is obligated to use his father's money to bury him rather than become Tamei. The discussion here is that when the person who found this Meis Mitzvah is not related to this Meis Mitzvah. Begins the Gemara. Bishlama Kohen Gadol, going back to this discussion that we just had. Bishlama Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, when we have a Kohen Gadol v'Nazir, we have the Machlokes of our Mishnah. Hai Sover, it is the opinion of the Chachamim, that Kohen Gadol Odif, that the Kohen Gadol is more Kaddish than the Nazir, and since the Kohen Gadol is more Kaddish than the Nazir, he's the one that should be come Tamei. The High Sover, and Rabbi Lezer's opinion was Nazir Sover. And as we just learned, we learned in the Mishnah that many Rishonim that say that it shouldn't just be Kohen Gadol, it's even a Kohen Hedyot. But now the Gemara asks a question, Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishka. We know that the Torah in Parshas Kisisa teaches us that the proper way of appointing a Kohen is through Meshicha, taking the oil and anointing him with that oil. So if we have an individual who's Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishka, a Kohen who was appointed with Shemen HaMishka, and we have another Kohen who is Meruba B'Godim, that they did not have the Shemen HaMishka anymore. In the time of Yeshua Melech, at the end of the Bais Rishon, the Shemen HaMishka was put away, and the Torah says regarding the Shemen HaMishka the Moshe Rabbeinu manufactured, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh Lila Dereseichem, and we learn from the Zev Loi Acher that the halacha is that only that Shemen HaMishka which Moshe Rabbeinu produced is considered Shemen HaMishka. They never had any other Shemen HaMishka. So when they needed to appoint the Kohen Gadol, the way the Kohen Gadol was appointed was by putting on the Shemayna Begodim. We know, unlike a Kohen Hedyot, who only has 4 Big Day Kahuna, a Kohen Gadol has 8 Big Day Kahuna. So now the question, and Rashi holds, that not just putting on the Shemayna Begodim is what makes that Kohen Gadol into a Kohen Gadol, but Rashi says that he has to do the Avoida at least once in those Shemayna Begodim. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that just wearing the Shemayna Begodim is enough. So we have these two Kohanim, and the question is, they're walking and they encounter a Meis Mitzvah. And the question is, which of them should be the one to work with the Meis Mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishka Adav. It should be the one that's Shemen HaMishcha is considered on a higher level Kedusha than the one that is not, than the regular Kohen Gadol. Dilu Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, the Kohen Gadol that's Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, Mevi Par Habar Kol Mitzvahs. The halacha is that if a person does an Aveira, that for which B'Mezer he's Chayiv Koris, he has to bring a Kohen Mechatos. But if it's the Kohen Gadol that does the Aveira, the halacha is that he has to bring a special carbon. But that special carbon that the Torah says he has to bring is only a Kohen Gadol that was appointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And see, there he has to bring a par. He has to bring a cow. Not only is that the halacha, but the halacha is that he has to do the avoida of bringing that carbon by himself. Ve'elu Meruba Begadim, somebody who is a Kohen Gadol that was only appointed with Meruba Begadim, doesn't have that halacha. And therefore, we see that the Kohen with the Shemen HaMishcha is considered more Kadosh, and therefore he's the one that should avoid the Meis Mitzvah if possible. So our Gemara just taught us that it's possible to have two Kohanim Gedolim at one time. One will be Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, and one is Meruba Begadim. So Tosfos explains, how is that possible? So Tosfos explains that after the Shemen HaMishcha was put away, as we just discussed, the first Kohen Gadol, who was still appointed as a Kohen Gadol with the Shemen HaMishcha, went to Golus, or he became ill. And now they appointed another Kohen in his place, but by the time they appointed the second Kohen, there was no longer any Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore he was appointed through Ribui Begadim. And the second Kohen Gadol was acting as the Kohen Gadol for quite a while. And therefore, even though after the first Kohen Gadol gets well, Baruch Hashem, or comes back, the halacha is, says Tosfos, that the second Kohen Gadol remains in his position. The first Kohen is considered a Meshuach She'avar. The Karen Oira says that that's not the posh, that's not 100% accurate, but rather explains the Karen Oira the way to understand what the halacha is, says the Karen Oira, is that this Kohen Gadol, both of them have Kedusha. And since both of them have Kedusha, that's how we have such a situation. Tosfos gives another scenario. The other scenario that Tosfos suggests is where we had, after the Shemen HaMishcha was no longer used, on Yom Kippur, the first Kohen Gadol, the Kohen HaMashuach, became a Balkeri. And if a Kohen Gadol, we know from the Megmar Masechta Yuma, becomes a Balkeri on Yom Kippur, we have to appoint another Kohen Gadol. But at this point, we don't have the Shemen HaMishcha anymore, so the second Kohen Gadol was appointed with Ribui Begadim. And on Yom Kippur, we find the Meis Mitzvah. So even though the halacha is that on Yom Kippur we're not allowed to do a burial, the halacha is we're allowed to move, if the Meis Mitzvah is in the sun, we're allowed to move him into the shade. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even though the Meruba Begadim is the Kohen who's actually doing the Avodah on this day, Yom Kippur, because the Meshuach was disqualified for this day, still, as we just learned, since the Meshuach has this special Kedusha that he brings the carbon, he has the special Kedusha that he brings the special carbon, and the other one doesn't, the halacha is, that's why the halacha is that he should, that the Meshuach, the one that's Meruba Begadim, should expose himself to the Tumah and not the Meshuach Mechama. Continues the Gemara with another question. Meshuach She'avar, you have an individual who is a Kohen Gadol, but he was removed from that position, but when he was appointed to being Kohen Gadol, he was appointed with Shemen HaMishcha. And now we have the current Kohen Gadol, but the current Kohen Gadol is an individual who was only doing the Avodah, who only became Kohen Gadol with Meruba Begadim. And now the question is, which of these two Kohanim should be the one to expose himself to the Tumah? Says the Gemara, of Meis Mitzvah. Meruva Begadim Adav. The Meruva Begadim, who's currently doing the Avodah, is considered more important. The Meruva Begadim Avod Avodah. Even though he only became a Kohen Gadol with Ribui Begadim, the halacha is that he's doing the Avodah. The Meshuach Sha'avar, whereas the Meshuach, even though he became a Kohen Gadol with Meshicha, but his kahuna was only he's not actually currently doing the Avodah. And since he's actually not currently doing the Avodah, that's why he should not be the individual. He should not be the individual that should. He should be the individual to expose himself to the Meis Mitzvah. And again, the Rishonim try to understand that what is the case here, and Tosfos comes up with an elaborate case. There were three Kohanim Gedolim. First, we had a Meshuach, and then we had another Meshuach, and the second Meshuach was removed from his position. And then the first Kohen Meshuach did the Avodah. And then the Shemen HaMishka was put away. And then that first Kohen HaMishuach went to Golus. And the second Meshuach became disqualified. And now we have somebody that's a Kohen Gadol because of Ribui Begadim. And since he's actually the one that's doing the Avodah, the halacha is he's the one that should be avoiding the Meis Mitzvah if we need somebody who has to avoid the Meis Mitzvah. We have another case. Avar, Machmas Kruyov, if we have a Kohen Gadol who was removed because he became Valkeri, and we have another Kohen Gadol who was removed, Machmas Mumay, he became a Balmum. The Kohen Gadol that was removed because he became a Balkeri is the one that should not expose himself to the Meis Mitzvah. Dilahai, the Kohen Gadol that saw Keri, Chazal Mocher, he could do the Avodah tomorrow. Whereas Sha'avar, Machmas Mumay, the Balmum, of course, like Chazal Avodah. And therefore, the Balmum should be the one to expose himself to the Meis Mitzvah. Iboilu. So now ask the Gemara the following question. Meshuach Mechama, we have the Kohen Gadol. There was a Kohen that was given the Shemen HaMishka, that was anointed with the Shemen HaMishka, and there was a halacha that when the people went out to war, when Klal Yisrael went out to war, this individual would speak to the soldiers. And he was considered, he's called the Meshuach Mechama. And then we have an individual who's the Skan. The Skan is an assistant to the Kohen Gadol. And if the Kohen Gadol, for example, will become Tamei Yom Kippur, he is the one that takes over the Kohen Gadol's position. And now we have these two individuals encountering a Meis Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Hai Menayu Adif, which of these two people take precedence? Meshuach Mechama Adif, the Chazil Mechama, he's the one that leads them into war. And as we're going to learn, since he's the one that leads them to war, so he's a person that people rely on. And therefore, Tosfos suggests that maybe he should be the one that should be considered more kadosh and avoid the Meis Mitzvah. Adam Skan Adif, the Skan is preferable, the Chazal Avodah. He's a person that's going to be available to do the Avodah in the place of the Kohen Gadol. The Meshuach Mechama is not in that position. Toshma, says the Gemara, the Brisa teaches us, Ein bei Meshuach Mechama l'skan, there's no difference between the Meshuach Mechama and the Skan, El Shem Hayu Mehalchem Derech, that if they're traveling in the road, or Motsu Meis Mitzvah, and they discover a Meis Mitzvah, Yitam Meshuach Mechama v'yitam Skan. It's the Meshuach Mechama, so the Brisa is quite clear, which is the one that should expose himself. The Gemara Masechet Yuma actually has different nafkaminas also. The halacha is regarding the Shemayna Begadim, that the Gemara Masechet Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis, Amid Beis, teaches us that the Meshuach Bechama wears the Shemayna Begadim, whereas the Skan does not wear the Shemayna Begadim. But this, and then the other rules, and actually based on that Gemara that show that the Meshuach Mechama is of a greater stature. But, says the Gemara, that in this specific halacha regarding Meis Mitzvah, we see that the Meshuach, that the Skan is considered more significant. Vatanya, says the Gemara, but haven't we learned that Meshuach Mechama Kodem Skan? Doesn't this Brisa say that the Meshuach Mechama is considered more Kaddish than the Skan? Amazutra, says the Gemara, there are different factors. Linyalach Yoisoi, when it comes, when there's a question that Rachman al Tzlan, the Meshuach Mechama and the Skan are both in mortal danger, who do we have more of an obligation to save? If certainly the halach is Meshuach Mechama Adaf, we should try to save the Meshuach Mechama. Or some Rishonim explain it doesn't have to be such a dire situation that we're, it's a question of Sakonis Nefashis. It could be also a question of who should we support. Do we have more of an obligation to support the Meshuach Mechama over the Skan? My Tama, what's the reason? The Utolibei Rabbim. Klal Yisrael, as we go to war, as we've been learning, and the Meshuach Mechama is the one that leads them in war, is the person that we need, we're relying on. Linyan Tuma, but when we're speaking about Meis Mitzvah Skan Odaf, the Tanya, Chanina ben Atignus Oim Elom Atignus Skan LeKoyin Gadol. Why was the Skan appointed for the Koyin Gadol? Shem Ira B'Psul, if something would happen to the Koyin Gadol, Nichnas U'Meshamish Tachtav. That's why we're more concerned regarding Tuma, that the Skan should be available if Chas V'Shalom, if there's a Meis Mitzvah, we don't want the Skan to become Tumei. There's a very interesting vort from the Chavetz Chaim. He says that we know when it comes, this is not a question only regarding Kahuna, Kahuna Gedolah, it's regarding Rabbanus as well, but the Chavetz Chaim says that if a Kohen Gadol has a son, the halacha is that he should be, his son should be appointed as the Kohen Gadol when his father passes away. Says the Chavetz Chaim that that's regarding the Kahuna Gedolah. The Kohen Gadolah, if the Kohen Gadol has a son, the son should become the Kohen Gadol. But here, we're talking about the Meshuach Mechama. And as we're learning regarding the Meshuach Mechama, a Meshuach Mechama is the person who's leading them in battle. The individual who's leading them in battle is a person who has to be the best person who can lead them in battle. So even if the Kohen Gadol, who has a son, or even if the Meshuach Mechama has a son, but the Meshuach Mechama's son is not of the stature. The Meshuach Mechama's son is not of the stature of his father. We want, and there are other people who are of greater stature. We have an obligation to take the best that we can. And the Chavetz Chaim says that that's the halacha regarding Rabbonis as well in our time. In our time, says the Chavetz Chaim, Rabbonis is a general who's leading Klal Yisrael in battle. And when we speak about a general who's leading Klal Yisrael in battle, we need to get the best person available. And therefore, even if there's a person who is a Rav, if there are better candidates to replace the previous Rav than the son of the son of that Rav, then the Rav who's leading us currently in battle and leading Klal Yisrael in their situations, he comes first. The Beis Yisrael makes a very interesting point in learning this Gemara as well. He says that we're learning in our Shir that the Kohen Gadol, that even though the halacha is that Kohen Gadol is never allowed to become Tamei, but we're learning that he's allowed to become Tamei L'meis Mitzvah. The halacha is, what does that mean? So the Beis Yisrael would say also that if we have an individual who has the talent to bring Jews closer to Klal Yisrael, so we have Jews who are, unfortunately, we would have to consider them like Meis Mitzvah, an individual who there's nobody to take care of. Says the Beis Yisrael, that the lesson of a Meshuach of our Gemara is that when there's a situation of a Meis Mitzvah, when there are Jews who unfortunately are not where they should be in their Avodas Hashem, the halacha is that we should do whatever we can to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So no matter who the individual is. Continues the Gemara, Atkan lepligi. Till now we've been discussing Ella b'kain gadol v'nazir kaza b'hadadi, that if we have these two individuals that are going together, and the question is, who should expose himself to the Meis Mitzvah? But certainly, Chad Chad L'chudei, and we have a Nazir himself, or a Kohen Gadol himself, everybody will agree that Barat Minyanim Nan. The halach is that they should expose himself to the Meis Mitzvah. And the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, in our coming Shir, we'll discuss. The Sha'as HaTshuvas, Afrasta the Anya, discusses a situation if there are two individuals, where somebody who works with the tzibur and there's somebody else who's sitting and learning. Who does the community, going back to an issue that we discussed previously, who does the community have an obligation to support first? So he says, based on what we're learning in our shir, that the Meshuach Mechama, the individual who the community is relying on, comes first. So he says, if that's the case, so too will be the halacha in support. The person who's taking charge and concerned for other Jews, he's the individual that Klal Yisrael has the obligation to support, that there should be people who are bringing back and taking care of the needs of Klal Yisrael.